Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So, I used the term child abuse earlier. I'm certainly not actually calling this child abuse.
It was a joke. It was a joke.
Don't but the mullet, for better or worse, has made a tremendous comeback. Now, if you don't know what a mullet is, some may call a Canadian passport. Business in the front, party in the rear.
Party in the back, yeah, that's right.
The hairstyle. You used to call it hockey hair. Mm-hmm. But it's made a comeback, so much so, I mean, people wear it unironically now. I think, you know, the young people, like boys in my daughter's 9th grade, 10th grade class, there's a lot of mullets. A lot of people sport mullets. But did you know, Jordana, that this was actually a competition? Did you know that there was a competition? The USA Mullet Championship, do you know that's a real thing?
I didn't until I saw the piece that you sent me. I didn't realize that this was a competition, because I don't know if we invented the mullet in the 80s, but I was glad it went away. And now I see that it's back. And it's fun with the hockey hair, but what are the criteria for winning this?
Well, I think, I mean, to me, the classic mullet, is where it's very shaved, cropped close on the sides. Even you can have lines in the side of your head, but the hair in the back has got to go, you know, long hair in the back, but it can't just be straight. And that's what was my problem. When I tried to do a mullet, my hair just grew straight in the back. You need like the flow to go out. So I call that the dual exhaust, where you got the two kind of sides of the hair that kind of go out, and it's kind of, you know, almost feathered and curly. That to me is a prime mullet. That's pure mulletude. That's peak mulletude.
But did you have one, Adam?
I did. It was never very good though, and like I said, it was just straight in the back. So I kind of said, I'm done with this, and I shaved my head early. But so there is a competition. It's the USA Mullet Championship. There's 25 divisions.
Oh, that's a lot.
In the just for the kids. So we love local connections, and we'll adopt Western Wisconsin as in our region. So Emmett Bailey, who's an 8-year-old from Menominee, Wisconsin, he's one of 25 divisions in the kids' divisions. His parents found out about it. They started it. So they did it this year. His father's pretty excited about the contest, happy to share the mullets, and it's all for a good cause. All donations going to the Michigan Wig Foundation for Kids. So it is there's a charity aspect to this, and the winner gets $2,500.
It's a lot.
So if the kid wins the mullet, if they deem Emmett's mullet to be the peak mulletude, the prime mullet, he would get $2,500. And no surprise,
it's a lot.
Emmett says if he gets $2,500, he's going to buy a go-kart.
Oh, that's cute.
Another finalist from Austin, Minnesota, Callen Steinbrink. I'm looking at Callen's photo. He's got the great shaved sides, kind of a spiked top, and the long flow in the back. He's smiling like the joke's on us. Like,
yes,
this is my mullet, and it's very cool. I mean, so the mullet to me, even though now it's back in style, I kind of regret that hairstyle.
Yeah.
And I think
it's actually very convenient, though, Adam, when you think about it, because it doesn't take a lot of maintenance. You know, you can still be
I disagree.
I don't know.
That.
You can still be a little bit of a rebel with the long hair on the back and maybe the lines shaved in on the side. But, you know, the top is short, so you don't have to do a lot of styling. These kids are young. They can, you know, wake up and go. And it's not.
No.
Especially if there aren't too many curls. You know, I bet Emmett doesn't have to do a lot of work in the morning.
I don't know. I think the primping of it is, it's more than you think. I mean, the point is to make it look like you're just waking up and it looks that glorious. But I think there's a lot of prep, especially if you're in a competition. I mean, you're using air, you're using product. You got blow dryers involved, I'm sure.
Aquanet.
Aquanet. But to me, this is just another one example of things that we regret when we were young. Another thing, we had the rugby shirts were all the rage when I was like in high school.
Sure.
Remember the rugby shirts, like the either the Benetton or the Coca-Cola shirts that had the collar on them?
Yes.
Those come to mind.
Of course I do. 100%.
And I was of an age too where when I went to college, it was baggy clothing. The baggier, the better.
Yep.
You had no idea anybody's body type because everybody wore super baggy jeans and baggy flannels.
Correct.
The grunge era, right?
Correct.
Something that I kind of wish would come back when my daughter goes to college. But for you, is there anything that stands out to you as a man? I can't believe I wore this or dressed this way or had my hair or anything else this way.
Well, I'm actually going to tweet out a picture right now because I was chatting with a friend of mine who I graduated high school with because I was asking him about another friend who reached out to me on social media. And I was like, do you remember this person? I didn't remember her. So he got out our yearbook. I guess he had it on hand and he was looking for this other person. And he sent me my senior picture because it was available. His last name was F. My last name was G. It was very close. He sent me my senior picture and I was like,
we got to see this.
So when you talk about regretting, I think it's just, I don't know that I regret it because it was a sign of the times.
Right.
It was, we all had that hair and I was just trying to keep up with the Joneses, you know, like every other 17 or 18 year old girl. And, so I don't know that I regret it, but when I look back on it, I think, oh my God, look at the size of that hair. I mean, I definitely feel responsible for climate change.
Yeah.
Because the ozone was, was definitely eaten away by what was happening with all of the Aquanet and all of the teasing and the hair. So as soon as I find it, I promise I'm going to tweet it out at Jordana WCCO. I think I have it on Jordana Verde, which is my Instagram. So Adam, I'm going to tag you and you can reshare it. Do you have a picture of your mullet readily available?
I don't. I'd have to search for it. Like I said, it never was really that glorious to me. So I don't think I ever took like evidence, documented evidence of it. So I don't think I do. But
right. I mean, I grew up in Jersey. There were a lot of mullets.
Oh yeah. A lot of mullets and hockey, state of hockey here. We had hockey hair and mullets galore coming out. But
for sure.
Dave Harrigan, anything that stand out to you is like, you're a little younger
than
we are, but so, any, kind of fashion faux pas or something that, the way you carried yourself that you, leads to much shame and regret now?
Shame and regret.
Not a ton. I didn't get into the giant, you know, the baggy jeans, the ones where if your buddy forgot his pants one day, he could just hop into one leg and you'd be good to go.
That's right. The baggy, you know what? I was watching some golf yesterday from a tournament in like the mid-2000s, and it was the baggy pant leg era.
Oh, yeah.
Where the pant legs were just flapping in the wind because they were so baggy.
Young Tiger Woods, man.
Yes.
He had the really
bad,
I mean, almost
big
like the
MC Hammer.
Yes. Parachute pants. Yeah.
Parachute pants. Those were great.
You'd have like the carpenter jeans and the carpenter khakis too,
right,
with a little loop.
Little hook for your hammer.
You know, my hammer, just in case I need that in you know, English class third hour, but I wasn't able to get the mullet. I think I would have if I could, but my hair is so thick and curly that it just, if it grows long, it just grows up. It just grows up and out. So for many, many years, I looked like I got a perm. I looked like I had a perm just because I would comb my hair straight back and it would just get up and it would, you know, look like an old lady perm by the time I finally said, all right, we gotta change something up here. And now it's cut even, you know, more short than it was there and combed slightly differently.
Give me the golden girls, would you? Give me the B. Arthur.
Yes, give me the midge.
Friend of mine, texter, 651-461-9226. A friend of mine once gave Jared Allen a hard time about his mullet at a Vikings charity event. Jared told my friend Donnie that Donnie wasn't man enough to wear his hair in a mullet. Donnie told Jared to make it worth his while, and he would. Jared said that if Donnie wore his hair in a mullet and wore it for 2 years, Jared Allen would give Donnie a football autographed by all the members of the Vikings. Donnie wore that mullet for 2 years. I would have held out for a little more than an autographed football. hey, Jared Allen, how about $5,000?
2 years?
Yeah, 2 years. So I guess
that's commitment.
That is commitment. 651-461-9226. More fashion faux pas and regrets. And maybe we'll hear from Al Franken again before we get to Twins baseball next on WCCO.
While I'm here, I really should talk about some of the other existential threats facing our nation, the enormous gaps in wealth and income, the threats to our democracy. But I really think that one of the most serious issues facing our country today is just how big a d- Ted Cruz is.
Whoa.
Boy, Al, tell us how you really feel.
Yeah,
that was Al Franken filling in on the Jimmy Kimmel Show last night. A lot of the texters are not thinking Al Franken is funny. Al Franken not dead, something for Jimmy Kimmel. You're joking, correct? I wasn't joking. I'm an easy laugh, so I thought it was pretty funny.
Right, and some people don't think he's funny, so that's America.
Okay.
Guess what? That's America,
that,
baby.
That is,
yeah, but,
that's right.
You know, if you if it's just politics is the reason why you feel he's not funny, then, I mean, admit that that's your lens. But I'm sure there's plenty of people on the left who don't think Al Franken is very funny anyway. So
yeah, there you go.
And they
never did.
Right. So guess what? You don't have to watch him, and you don't have to buy a ticket to his Acme comedy shows, which tomorrow night
which is already
right?
sold out.
Yeah.
Because I don't think you're getting a ticket to the Acme comedy show.
No, and it's not like we're doing ads for him. They're already sold out. So it's kind of a moot point. Guys with platform shoes in the 70s. That's before my time.
We're talking about some trends that didn't age well because Adam was sharing the contest, the mullet contest that is happening. And was he the winner, the kid from Wisconsin, Emmett? Or it's still ongoing?
I think it's
now?
Still going. I think it's still going.
And you win $2,500 if you have a great mullet. And it's mostly kids, but there's a bunch of different categories. So in solidarity with kids, for kids with mullets who maybe have an unfortunate haircut, I tweeted out a picture of my senior picture. I graduated high school in 1990. And
you oversold it. You oversold it, by the way. Your hair is not that bad. Your hairstyle there could pass today.
It barely fits in the picture, in the screen. It's enormous.
It's not bad. No, I'm thinking
I don't know.
I'm thinking, like, if I page through my high school yearbook, you wouldn't even make the top 20 of big hair. Oh, no.
I mean, it was Jersey.
I know. That's what's shocking. I mean, you said, that's what I'm expecting. Like, I was expecting just something magnificent. And by the way, I'm not saying this just because you're my radio partner, but you don't look much older today than you do in that photo.
Well, you are kind. There must have been a lot of blurring in that photo and a lot of Photoshop in that photo. We didn't have control over that at the time. That was, of course, up to the people who took the senior photos. And, like, it's not like today where you get somebody to pay for your senior photos and then you get to pick and put it in the yearbook. It's like you stood in front of a screen, you lined up, they took a picture, and you got what you got.
So I was in the transitional period of that where people had started going to private photographers to get their seniors, but we still had the school guy. You know, the school guy that was free. And by God, my mom said, no, we're not paying for it. You're going to the school guy with the similar background as everybody else.
Yep.
While my friends are, you know, leaning against the big nine and the three, you know, maybe with a basket, holding a basketball, you know, or suddenly you're out in the field with leaves all around you.
Yes.
Yeah, that's kind of how the private photos started. But no, you look fabulous in that photo. I think you oversold your hair.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Maybe I should get a wig of that hair and just consider myself a throwback.
There you go. Now, is that Joe? Yeah. Is that what people called you, Joe?
That's what people called me at camp, yeah.
Okay.
And because my last name was Green, so it was Mean Joe Green, which was a fun.
Very nice.
Little, mean, yeah, fun were
you,
little
were,
nickname.
Did you live up to that? Were you mean?
You know, I'm from New Jersey. Yeah. I don't think I'm so nice. I really don't. I think living in Minnesota has definitely made me nicer. And I will... I'll tell this one story. My mother will kill me if she's listening, and I think she is, because my dad texted me about the hearing aids. I remember when I first moved here in 2001, and we went to the grocery store, I guess. You know, we were setting up our apartment, my husband's and I, new apartment. And my mother was shopping with me, and we were, like, at the Lunds or something. And she said, like, the checkout girl was talking to us, like, hi, oh, where are you from? I can see the accent. And my mother actually turned to me, and she said, why is she talking to us? And I said, Mom, she's being nice. She's making conversation. Like, this isn't like an unusual thing. But in New Jersey, it's like people aren't nice to each other. So it's just like, okay, take your freaking groceries and get out of the store and move on and this and that. And she actually meant it. And I was like, you know what? I'm glad I'm out of Jersey. I want to be nicer in the world. And Minnesota definitely taught us that.
I don't think it's a nicer thing, though. I think it's just like you're just frank with people. There's a difference between like, see, I think people in the Midwest mistake frankness for like rudeness.
Oh, okay. That's
you know,
fair.
I think people should speak their mind. You know, just tell me what you're thinking. Don't be passive aggressive about it. And I think when people speak their mind or have an opinion on, they go, oh my God, you're kind of annoying or you're a jerk. No, I'm just kind of expressing my opinion. I'm sorry about that, but that's kind of how I feel. And I'm not as good as I should be about that. A prime example last night. My daughter and I were out to dinner, and table next to us, two guys who'd have a few beers, and they're F-word was flowing freely, and I'm a guy who likes salty language, but it became too much for me, and this is really out of character for me. Finally, I said, guys, whoa, I got a kid here, and I'm, and they both apologized profusely.
Oh, nice.
And I said,
okay, good.
And I was like, hey, man, you know, and I left, and I said, again, guys, I'm sorry, and they're like, no, on us, we should have known better than that. So
that was nice. Because that could have gone badly.
It could have gone badly, and in this day and age, you never know, right? But it's good that people, and, you know, to take that kind of criticism and say, okay, you know what, I'll do better. I think we all can learn a lesson from that.
I thought that was nice. And I think my mom's learned to be nicer being here in Minnesota, and I certainly have. So still frank and honest, you know, still getting the blunt, no filter, but, you know, I think I've learned to be nicer.
Dave Harrigan, thanks for all your help today.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you, buddy. Are you going to the game, Adam?
I am not. I've got things to do, people to see. But Twins are coming up. Get the brooms out because we got to sweep these Royals. And only a game back now, the Guardians. So Twins and Royals coming up momentarily. We will be back with you tomorrow, 9 to noon, on News Talk 830 WCCO. Don't forget, subscribe to the Adam and Jordana podcast, wherever you get your podcast, Apple, Spotify, or Odyssey. Talk to you tomorrow.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.